So what has the development process been like for this game?
So development of this one's been going on for some time. We actually started developing this game back when Generations was just going through around 2011. So it's been going on for over 2 years now, and it's a big focus for us on the quality of Sonic games, you know, and making sure that there's a sort of a renaissance that we've had, started with Sonic Colors and then continue with Generations. We wanted to make sure that the next game, which is going to be Wii U exclusive, really took advantage of the hardware and was really a game that whether you're a Sonic fan or whether you're not a Sonic fan, you can pick it up and easily play it and go, wow, this is awesome.
How do you think it takes advantage of the Wii U's technology?
The primary features are through the gamepad. So when you get the color powers, you're going to be going through and activating those, and you'll like slide your finger across it to activate, say, the laser wisp, or you could tilt it with different wisps. And the 3DS has similar functionality on that second screen on the bottom. In addition to that, there's a support mode. So if you're a parent letting your kid play, or if you're a younger brother watching your big brother or little sister, et cetera, play, you can grab the Wiimote, and then you can play a little almost remote control vehicle that supports them in some way, whether that's grabbing rings or defeating enemies or just extra ways that you can use that hardware to play together.
Older gamers love the, you know, the tried and true gameplay of the series, but the younger kids love the characters and the story. So can you just tell us a little bit about the story, what's different this time around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this time around, you know, Sonic, he's on the hot trail of Dr. Eggman, and basically this is where it gets set up, where they're chasing Dr. Eggman through the air, and they go through this all these clouds, and then all of a sudden they see this world floating, and Tails recognizes it and knows and sees that it's called the Lost Hex. And so Dr. Eggman goes down into the Lost Hex, Sonic follows him down there, and that's where the adventure begins.
And one of the exciting things about the story, just from a pure storytelling perspective, is that it's a little bit different this time from previous games. In all the old games, in fact, in the recent games, it's Sonic versus Dr. Eggman, over and over and over. You know, you're always kind of fighting Dr. Eggman. In this game, there are six brand new enemies. They're called the Deadly Six. Mm-hmm. They live on the Lost Hex. And in this game, Sonic is going to be teaming up with Dr. Eggman. And that's the first time we've really done that in quite some time, if ever. So from a storytelling, from a narrative perspective, it provides us a lot of new and unique opportunities to flesh out Dr. Eggman as a character a bit, to see a side of him you don't typically see, and of course to see how Sonic and Tails are going to interact with the fact that now they have to team up with their most hated enemy to overcome a new and greater threat.
Dr. Eggman is complex. He's a complex character.
He is a complex guy.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you guys, like, what's the relationship like? Is it like the Odd Couple? Is he like Kramer on Seinfeld? They're like, well, what is it? How does it work?
That's a great way to put it. I mean, I don't want to spoil everything. I will say that naturally, I mean, Sonic and Eggman and Tails have been going at it for over 20 years now, so they're not going to get along really well in the very beginning. But there's going to be a certain amount of realizing that to overcome the new threat, they're going to have to find a way to work together. So it's going to be very entertaining, I think, for fans from that storytelling perspective to see these characters like that.
Considering all the Sonic games that have been released on all these consoles over the past, you know, 20 years, how do you want this game to kind of fit in the Sonic legacy?
It's a great question. I would say one of the ways that I think that it should fit is being really accessible, being really open to everybody. So being a game that fans will pick up and play and love, and this will be one of those games they look back on and say, that game, love that one. But then a lot of people, I think, will look at this and say, that was my first big Sonic game. So I think this will be a starting point for many, many people to play Sonic that haven't played it before. So hopefully a sort of second generation, in many ways, of Sonic fans.
What's your favorite part of the game, each of you?
Mm.
Like your favorite element mm-hmm. of the title?
Well, I like the way that you can approach every level, how they have different ways to, you know, complete a level. Like, you can go, like, the easy route, or you can go the fast route, or you can go the very complex route, but very rewarding. So that's something that allows me to go back again and again to replay the game and experience it in a whole new, different way.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have two parts to this answer. The first is going to be the difference in level design. So I love the fact that as an old Sonic fan, there are levels in there that make me feel very much like I'm playing a Genesis game again. Mm-hmm. That's nice. I like that I can also get those levels where I can just sit there and explore. It's really nice in a 3D Sonic level to just run around and spend 5-10 minutes just exploring everything, finding secrets. And then the second part of that would actually be the music. I think that the music in the game is really phenomenally done, and we have the same composer from Sonic Colors that's come back for this one, is doing the music. So I really, really think it's very catchy, and I think people will agree. Yeah.